be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of the one who sent me. And it is this will of the one who sent me that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the great things about being a deacon is I have someone to help me put homilies together. I'd like to thank my wife, Candy, for that. And this is what we put together for this evening. Jesus said he will not reject anyone who comes to him. He will not reject you, and he will not reject me. He welcomes everyone. How do we respond to others? Do we welcome everyone who comes to us, no matter the color of their skin, the country of their birth, sexual orientation or political views, or what their need may be? Do we make everyone feel welcome? Are we willing to respond to their needs? Do we see Jesus in everyone? Separated from family, friends, and community, and our support systems, unable in some cases to be present during the journey our loved ones were taken from this world into the next, we have been unable, until recently, to gather to celebrate the love of our beloved during a funeral mass or a memorial service. We've had to wait to say our final goodbyes. The situation we're still living in today is unlike anything we've ever experienced, leaving us what seems to be to mourn alone. Grief is love that has no place to go. This evening we are joined and we are gathered together to look at the photos of those who are now in the loving embrace of God, to remember all the wonderful memories that bring smiles or perhaps tears. We missed our loved ones very much. The sorrow and the sadness can be overwhelming, and the memories so rich. The emotions can be heart-wrenching. It is in our very human nature to be together to comfort and console. Yet until recently, we were unable to. Grief never ends. It changes. It is a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. Grief is the true price of love. We, as a community, are able to gather this evening. Thanks be to God. We will celebrate the lives of those we have lost to the mystery of death, to bring our family and friends together to share memories, laughter, and tears as we recall the various moments of their lives. This is such an important part of grief. To honor those who have passed on, to move forward in healing, never whole again, because of the love we have had for them, to move forward in life that our Creator has planned for us. We carry that promise that Jesus gave to us all. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. The ones we have lost are with our loving God. Their spirits are free of pain, sorrow, and earthly bonds that held them to where they were on earth. They now are surrounded by the grace and mercy of our God. They have run the good race. They have completed their journey. It is now our job to remember their laughter, their smile, their spirit. We honor our loved ones this evening, keeping their memories alive and close to our hearts, telling their stories and sharing their memories with all. All who have been baptized in Christ will gather to him. With our grief, we feel like we are being tested like gold in fire. We mourn the loss of our beloved. We remember the promise Jesus gave to them and to us, that we will be raised on the last day and be together in heaven, where there are no more tears, no more sorrow, and no more death.